Beep, beep. Newsroom with news anchor, sportsman, Robo Evan. Hello,
Hello.
I'm the news anchor, sportsman, or sports corner.
Oh, sorry.
So, welcome to J Newsroom. The best news, the worst, at it's news.
It happened. We're going to tell you about it.
More of history. It's not really news. The PBJ History Room with your history anchor, the Duke of New York, and historically inaccurate man, Robo Evan.
Okay, so there was this guy named Winston Monastery Hill, and he was like, oodity's googity googly, we gotta stop these Americans.
Please tell me more.
And he was like, we will fight them on the beaches, and he attacked southern Florida with his army of World War II carrier patrons. Speaking of World War II carrier patrons... Okay.
Are you okay? This is the news anchor voice, which is the same as my normal voice because I'm really monotone.
Alright. So, yeah, speaking
maybe
of
this
World
is
War
more
II,
mumbly.
It is more mumbly.
Oh,
and
I don't know.
And you sound like a truck stop hooker. What? What? I don't even know. Alright. So, yeah. World War II carrier patron finally delivers secret message. PBJ Newsroom. We talk about the news.
I'm in a room.
I'm also in a room. Technically,
yeah, I spit out the ice from my mouth, which is how I was doing that, so I'm gonna go back to being normal now.
Technically, 99% of the people listening to this are probably in a room. I'm gonna say that.
Do cars count as rooms?
Yes.
Alright.
If it has walls and a ceiling, and is secluded from the outside, yes.
All right.
Okay.
And isn't the Earth just a large room?
Where are the walls, Duke? You're talking about the atmosphere?
Yeah,
the stratosphere?
It's kind of like walls. It stops deadly radiation, so...
But only you can stop that deadly radiation.
No,
stop using CCTs.
I can't.
What is
like,
it? No.
At all. I can't stop... Robo Evan, I don't know who you think I am. I can't stop deadly radiation. I would just be deadlied by it.
Deadlied... Okay, all right, here we go.
Carrier pigeons.
The skeletal remains of a pigeon discovered in the chimney of a house in southern England had a red capsule attached to it with a message inside, which may reveal secrets from World War II.
Hitler died.
Experts say the bird may have been returning to England from Nazi-occupied France during the June 1944 D-Day invasion. During the war, over 250,000 carrier pigeons were used to deliver secret messages. The message was coded and remains unknown, but it was confirmed.
Oh, darn.
It was confirmed to have been written 70 years ago from a sergeant, from a Sergeant W. Scott. Dot?
All right.
No, it's Stott. W. Stott.
What?
Government code. Right. Government code breakers are working to unravel it.
So
now.
We don't remember our World War II codes?
Apparently. Or they got this, or we threw them out or something. Someone was in Notepad typing this up and they accidentally clicked exit without saving.
Aw, damn it.
And now we don't have the codes anymore.
I feel like we'd have those, like we'd put them in a room or something.
Unless Richard Nixon sold them for crack.
Old tricky dick. Yeah, he might have done that. I don't know. I feel like Nixon would have just stolen them for the rush. You know?
I am not a crook!
He'd grind them up and just snort them off of a hooker's back. Anyways, now that we're done with real news, SimCity...
We still have one more thing to go through, Duke.
Oh.
But also, I want to know how they found this and how they only found this now.
No.
Like, they found it in a chimney. So if someone I haven't cleaned my chimney in 70 years. Maybe I should do this.
Maybe it just got, like, stuck in there. Maybe they didn't use the chimney. Maybe that's why. Maybe they didn't have fires or anything, so they weren't cleaning it. And then some new dude moved in, and he either was renovating the house, or was, like, starting a fire or something,
I guess. I think the guy from Mary Poppins was like, shim shimmy, shim shimmy, holy shit, there's a dead bird here.
You mean everyone in Great Britain?
Everyone! It's them, and everyone's either a chimney sweeper or a tea enthusiast.
Why not both?
True.
They're all tea enthusiasts. Alright, next real news, and then we'll go to important news.
Alright, investigation after stripper falls down during lap dance.
Alright, what's investigation, RoboEvan?
Oh my god. 22-year-old Lauren Block is in critical condition after a fall from the second floor of a Cleveland strip club. When police arrived at the strip club, they were told that Block had been thrown from the balcony, but upon further investigation, they determined that this was an accident. According to the police report, the witnesses say she was giving him a lap dance and she grabbed the railing in order to perform a dance move. She, quote, accidentally went headfirst over the rail.
Oh,
Block fell 15 feet and sustained a major head trauma. Because the fall of... Yeah.
Violence is important.
Because the fall appears to have been an accident, police will not look into this case further. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, however, is still investigating.
Hey, the mafia paid off the cops.
But they didn't have enough money to pay the Occupational Safety and Health Administration?
No, they also didn't have enough money to pay the stripper, so...
just any advice for strippers out there, or, you know, wannabe strippers?
Watch out for the mafia.
Watch out for the mafia. Don't hold onto railings for balance on the second floor.
It's probably like a natural instinct. Like, just metal poles.
Grab the nearest metal pole.
Yeah. But, you know, work on it.
Work on it. Okay,
try not to.
Now, your whole wonky to talk anything.
Alright. So, PBJ Cast, Season 6, Episode 43, exploded. So we're going to have to redo that later. But, in the meantime, started the newsroom because at one point in that we talked about SimCity. And RoboEvan had an opinion, I had an opinion, and then we came to an understanding that I was right. So, RoboEvan, you go first.
I feel like we both just kind of agreed that both of our opinions are valid, and EA is a piece of shit.
No, you must not recall. But anyways,
I was kind of only a little tired. So basically, what was the question?
SimCity, new. You didn't like it because of demos. Now continue with that.
No, the thing is, though, the reason I don't like it, and I feel like it's just a bad marketing technique, and it's just EA, you know, trying to want people to get the game, but also not expose the game, is the current SimCity demo, the brand spanking new one, is currently an hour of gameplay.
No matter five? I think it's five.
No, it's an hour.
No.
Oh, the game.
SimCity 5, yeah.
I don't know, I've never played any of the SimCity games. So what I'm saying is, say a noob like me to the whole SimCity thing, I'm like, oh, I might want to try this. So I go in and I try it, and I mess around with it for 45 minutes just trying to get my bearings. And then I have 25 minutes of gameplay to mess around with. And that's just, I don't know. That's a little annoying. Also, another thing that they're doing is you have to be constantly online. And the reason for
always
this
online.
Is... constantly.
Always.
Always? Yes. Constantly always. Yes. Always and forever.
Compromise. Constantly always.
And basically, that's just because, you know, you have your own SimCity world, but say I was playing, and I was into the iron business.
Oh, explain the global market. Explain the global market. I love this.
Yeah. And Duke was also playing, and he's like, dude, I need some iron. I could be like, hey, I'll sell you this iron. Can you trade, or is it just cash money?
I
would assume trade.
Yeah.
Duke, give me all of your bananas.
No, I don't think it trades. I think that you do use currency.
Okay. Then give me, like, $10,000 or something for, you know, this iron or whatever it would be worth, I'm not sure. So, you know, and then, you know, you do that. But the thing is, though, because they have that, you have to be always connected to the internet in order to play this game. And there's
even if you're playing privately, I think is something they call it, where you don't interact with the global market. But the global market's such a cool idea because Like, I just. Phew.
Now, the
I
only
was
problem.
iffy about getting this, but then I heard about that. Where, like, if everyone's mining coal, the price of coal will go down. But if, like, no one's mining coal, the price of coal will go up. And I really want to play now.
And then you can do some Rockefeller, just buy everyone's coal companies and be like, buy coal. Monopoly.
Yeah. And that's great.
You
And
can
I want to do that.
monopolize. Monopolize? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Monopolize?
And then there's
Monopolize.
crime. You can make crime cities and then crime into other people's cities.
Crime? Is that is your do you just name your town Mos Eisley? It's a wrecking hive of scum and villainy.
Oh, I want to do that now. I kind of want to get this, but it's like, here's $60. You always need to be on. Well, the thing about always online is it's not always online, it's you need to be always connected to their servers, which means if their servers go down, then
Wah,
doesn't matter
wah.
anymore. And I'm assuming day one release, the servers are probably going to be overloaded and only a few people are going to be able to even play it, probably.
And another thing is, you can't, and there's no modding for it because of this thing. And I understand that. I agree with that. But the problem that I have is, if I want to just say, okay, currently, unless I wipe my hard drive of this game or something like that, you can tell that there's nothing. You want to check files, everything else, make sure they're all the same. If I just want to play by myself, I don't want to be connected to this massive hub, which you can't do, and just want to use mods, I think that that's a reasonable thing. But nope. You have to be connected to this hub world. You have to be connected to their server. You have to be connected to everything. The internet, that thing. And I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to be all taken care of, because I know that they talked about supporting mods and stuff. But obviously, if I have a mod for my city that just like has a better coal mine or something, that obviously mean I'd produce more coal and throw that in the market. So they can't like allow online support with mods. And I've always had an issue just with DLC in general, because I feel like DLC tries to hold down mods. Because a lot of things people release for games are just weapon packs. And anyone with, any modding knowledge at all, they could just make a weapon pack and release that for free. And so I'm just kind of
Yeah.
suspicious about if they're. They talked about allowing mods, but, like, what you'll allow to mod, maybe they'll only let you reskin stuff. Like, I don't know.
Or maybe add new. I don't even know. New. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And
Reskin
so.
stuff would just. That would just be stupid.
Yeah, that's not even really a mod, but.
That's just a. You want mods and texture packs. There's no mod support, but we do have texture packs.
Yeah.
SimCity is Minecraft.
Yeah, except for Minecraft supports mods.
Not officially. Well, I mean, you can have them, just
Yeah.
it's a little wonky.
Yeah, but I mean, like, theoretically, they'd go out to make sure that no one had a mod on SimCity, but I don't
That's true.
know. It depends how they line everything up. And me and RogueWeb agree that they should probably just have an offline, always 100% time thing.
Ooh.
Because you can take your online city and then make it offline. Well, not make it offline, but disconnect it from stuff. But you still have to be always online because you can always switch it back. But they should have like a safe mode or something where you can play offline and do whatever you want with that and mod it and mess around with stuff.
Or
But.
even, I don't know. I mean, maybe you could have an account, and it's like, yes, I want to activate these mods on this profile. This will be my offline profile. And then if I want, I can they can do a file check if you want every time you log on, and they can see. I don't know, because I guess it's still. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. But the thing is, what's probably going to happen, and this is just speaking out of guessing more than knowledge, but day one, people are probably going to figure out how to break it, even though it's always online DRM, and people are going to break it, give their cities whatever they want, and mess around,
And
while
then
just making everyone
screw the
else's life more
economy.
difficult. Yeah. But if you spam the economy, you're
The
just making
city is
everything cheaper,
yours.
which would be better to buy everything with. But would kill everyone trying to sell. So it depends.
The city is yours. Let's go into the stock exchange. Everything is worth nothing.
Yeah, that's RoboWeven trying to be Batman or something. I don't
Bane,
know.
come on, Duke.
Kind of like Batman.
Kind of.
Kind of.
He's fucking ridiculous and wears a funny suit.
All right, next news. HQ's dead.
What do you mean
There
they're
you go.
dead? What?
They were bankrupt, and all of their intellectual properties went up for sale. So now people like someone else owns Saints Row 3 or the Saints Row series.
Oh no.
Someone else owns something else. THQ did. It's being scattered around. Company of Heroes 2, someone owns that now. That's not THQ.
So essentially all of their intellectual properties went up for sale and people are just picking and choosing.
Yeah. I think yeah. There's some stuff that I don't know. I mean, if you want you can look this stuff up because stuff's been changing hands and people have been outbidding other people, so I'm not going to say anything definitively right now. But THQ doesn't exist. I don't think anyone could buy the Warhammer license because that's Games Workshop's games. So I think all those games probably just went to Games.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But THQ doesn't exist, and I liked Marine. I liked Dawn of War.
It's so weird that they went out of business because, I mean, they owned a lot of games. They had a lot of, like they made all the SpongeBob games and stuff, so they had a lot of deals with a lot of people.
Yeah. And all that SpongeBob stuff is probably, like, they were focusing on low market games. That's what I'm going to call them. Just, like, SpongeBob stuff. People buy it, and it probably makes more money than you put into it, but, like, it doesn't make a lot of money overall.
Oh, yeah,
and
no, they didn't put any money into that.
Yeah, and they were switching. They're basically switching from that kind of game making to just making stuff like the next Company of Heroes games, the next Saints Row game, and so on and so forth. So they were in this transition period, and if they could last, if they could have survived for the rest of this year, Company of Heroes 2 would have come out. They would have hopefully been able to, after that came out, settle their debt, and then, you know, they'd release the next Saints Row game and start switching into making more better games. But unfortunately, they got caught in transition, I guess. It's the best way to think about it, and just died.
That's not good.
Yeah, but, I mean, if any company felt so compelled to do so, they could buy the Dawn of War guys and the Dawn of War franchise. Not Dawn of War, but, they'd buy those guys and make another game like that and say Games Workshop, hey, we have the guys who make all these games already. We'd be all set to take your license or whatever. And they could take the Saints Row guys and they could take the Saints Row license and they could say,
Do you think companies are now going to start, never mind buying the intellectual properties, but start buying the people as well? And pulling, like, dev teams over and start making making sequels to already known games?
Well, what's going to happen? I don't think everyone from THQ is probably going to find somewhere because, you know, THQ had a marketing team. You know, every other company has their own marketing team. Those people are probably going to get cut. And it's probably going to be people here and there that aren't going to be immediately afterwards in employment with someone else. But I feel like it'd be obvious for the people to follow what they've worked on. Because the people who bought the Saints Row franchise, they've an unfinished version of whatever the next Saints Row thing they were working on is. So they probably want to get the same people and just get them back to work on it or whatever.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how any of this stuff works, so, how many of Heroes 2 is in development, right?
You can pre-order it, I think.
Is the code going up for sale?
I think that's a part of it.
Like if you buy the IP, you get the everything else.
Yeah, I don't know how this works either, but
wibbly wobbly, businessy wizzy.
That's probably all packaged together. It's probably like buy Company of Heroes 2
get the code for free.
Yeah, I'm assuming that those were sold together, because then it's just incoherent gibberish if it's not. Like if someone bought the Saints Row code, but someone else bought the license, then they just have to, like, reskin everything or whatever. Yeah, that'd be weird. And I don't know how this works either, but that's what I understand it as.
Yeah, that's weird. So weird.
Yeah. I want to play more Dawn of War now.
Dawn of War.
It's pretty great. Oh. I
And
bought the first
John, oh,
Dawn
no.
of War game expansions and stuff. And it
Yes.
came with, like, you know, that little CD, like when you put a CD in something, there's like that little clip thing in the middle.
Yeah.
They had that, but it was like 2 inches tall. So you could put all of the expansions in the same box. So you didn't have to keep separate boxes, you could all just throw them in the same box. It was pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo! Reasonable people making all of their deal. Like, see, that's what I love. Like, when I bought Saints Row 3, I don't know when I bought it. No. I mean, when I bought it, because I bought it the day it came out. When I played Saints Row 3 after whatchamacallit, after I got my new computer and it could actually handle it, it gave me all the DLC. I was happy. Which also, I'm
Did
kind of
you get
glad I
like
did
the
because
pre-order?
I don't know what was the pre-order thing. PS2 stuff? No.
No, the pre-order was probably a season pass. No, you didn't get. No, you didn't get what? How did you get all that DLC?
They just
Did
gave
you buy the season pass?
No, Ubermedic recently bought it too, and it gave it all him to for him. It gave it all. It gave it to him too for free.
Recently?
Yeah, he recently bought it, like Christmas sale recently.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on. I'll look more into this THQ stuff to see how they're handling it.
Maybe that's why they're losing money, because they're giving all their fucking shit away.
No, I mean, maybe they're like, all right, we're going out of business. Let's just give all the stuff away for free so no one else can sell it or
Maybe,
whatever.
yeah, maybe. Which I'm fine with, but,
Or
you know.
maybe when THQ fell apart, Steam lost their, like, THQ, you know, their contract with Steam fell apart, and so Steam was like, alright, so we don't have to charge for this DLC anymore, so
I
we'll just
don't know
give it
if
to everyone.
Steam could do that, though.
I know, but their contract that would say they couldn't fell apart because THQ doesn't exist anymore.
So
There's
instead of
nothing to
just
stop
hold,
them.
so instead of holding it there, like instead of just it sitting here on our servers, why don't we just give it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm thinking even more of like a douchebag way. I'm like, Steam wouldn't do that. Like, hey, we have their shit now. You want to just give it out to everyone? That's not
Well, I
reasonable,
mean,
you know?
Steam is more concerned about the customer stuff, anyways.
Yeah.
Like, games that are no longer supported, like, you can't buy on Steam anymore. If you bought them when they were available, you still have it.
Yeah.
Steam's pretty good about supporting people like that.
Yeah, I know. I bought this game on Xbox. I forget what game it was a good game. I went to go back and try and play it. Paid good money for it, full price. I don't know what full
Bad
price
money.
is.
Blood money.
Blood
Also,
money.
they're, No, I'll let you finish talking
And then
first.
I went back. I tried to play it. It was just gone. Removed it from the freaking workshop. And not the workshop. I also removed it from Steam and workshop. I don't know what I'm saying. What are these words? Removed it from the marketplace, and it was just gone. I wasn't too happy.
Also, they're making a bunch of all of the other Hitman games besides the first one in an HD pack for consoles.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems like you really want to get the first one in there.
Yeah.
The first one
But
had really wonky controls.
yeah. Like I don't I'm not gonna blame them for not doing anything with the first one. 'Cause I was gonna make a series of me playing the first Hitman.
I'm like,
But
oh,
you
it's
hit the
kind of really
key,
bad.
you know, WASD, forward, left, backwards, right. In Hitman, when you hit the button to go backwards, you walk forwards.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, there's this one mission. I think it's like the first real mission,
I couldn't even get to that part.
where you're in China, where you're in like Chinatown, and you're supposed to assassinate this guy. Essentially, it's just like the mission in New Hitman. The what is it? What was it? The Chinatown mission where there's all those
Yeah.
people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, they didn't have a big enough budget, nor could anything support anything going on. So it's just a barren town. That's it. Just with guys that occasionally walk by in helicopters and stuff. Like it should be. Like main actual people that you have to kill. I think I find it funny because, you know, they all go into the gazebo in the big thing in the middle of I don't even know what to call it. I'm gonna call it like a gazebo, I don't know.
Yeah,
Big
fine.
ornamental kind of thing that they all stand in and to do a drug deal. And literally I do think that they modeled the newest Hitman,
Yeah, because the newest one has a drug deal going on in that one, too.
yeah. And it's in the same exact place. It like not the same exact place, but like where the drug deal goes down, it's inside that big sheltered little tent thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. And So once you, I mean, I recommend just comparing them if you own both of them. But the thing is, though, it's just an empty street. And that's it. And it's funny looking at it, like, okay, this is really weird. I'm in Chinatown. I've been to Chinatown, like a real Chinatown. It's not this empty.
What'd you get in Chinatown?
I went to the hospitals there. I don't know what was going on, so I had to visit someone. I don't know. One of my homeboys got shanked.
Oh, bummer. Pour 40 on the street, man.
Pour some Kool-Aid on the street, on the wounds. Pouring on the Kool-Aid.
Alright, you can do that too, I guess. Pour potato on the street? I don't know what you guys in Boston do.
Just take a beer and a potato.
Alright.
Shove the beer into the potato, and then shove
opposite.
It up your ass.
Shove the beer in. No, I like it. I like shove the potato. No, it's fine.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you say shove the potato in the beer, I imagine you're taking it, like, shoving it into the bottle. I'm just saying have, like, a potato on the end of the bottle.
Alright, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Alright, so we're in agreement. Thank you for listening to the news with RoboWeapon on the news and Duke the Blues. Next up, Countercast with Tupac and the Duke.
Hey guys.
I'm a big fat nerd and my name's Tupic. Tupic Shaver. Alright, so yeah, the Countercast is kind of picking up again. If you have any problems with anything, email us, RoboWeapon, keep making noises. PBJcast@gmail.com. I'm the Duke of New York, he's RoboWeapon.
Follow me on Twitter at Robo12344.
At Duke of PBJ, at PBJ underscore cat. I mean, yeah, like, standard stuff.
PBJcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah, PBJRR. blogspot.com.
That's a lecture where you're hearing this.
Yeah, iTunes, standard. Good grades, good nades, good nads. Good night. Oh no, it didn't record!